We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and shifting gears, going to talk to the members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition up next. We got three guests in studio today. We have Chuck Sexton, president.
Oh, yes, you have three guests. Good morning, Brendan and Dave.
Good morning. Good to talk to you once again.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Janet Nichols is here, past president. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Dave.
Hi. I'm just kind of hanging in, lurking in the shadows. Watch me turn off
you
the lights. You
get arrested for that,
dark.
David.
Well, you mean going to.
And Melody Sexton's here as well with publicity. Good morning.
The long-suffering Melody Sexton is here today. Good morning.
You know, you make your own decisions.
Yeah,
I know. And then you live with them.
And how many years now? 30?
42.
Put on your big girl pants and suffer like the rest of us.
You were like
a toddler.
11?
A toddler.
11?
It was an arranged marriage. Happy birthday to K-State. Dave, do you want me to sing in my Marilyn Monroe birthday
Never.
Song? Okay. I'm just wondering if you wanted me to. I was going to do that for you.
No.
Okay.
I got to say, the last couple parades I've been to here in Manhattan, you've driven your bus.
Yeah.
And we see each other. I don't know how there's like 1,000 people out there.
He's looking for you.
But it's funny because my oldest daughter, she's 11 now, and she's just always just laughing her butt off that because she's not expecting that, you know.
You're famous. You're my hero. I always got to give you a shout out. And allow everyone in Manhattan to know.
Yeah.
That you are on the scene.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. It's certainly, you made her day, that's for sure.
Oh, that's so nice.
Nice.
But no, it's a lot of fun. And do you own that bus? Is that your bus?
Yeah, that's my bus. Well, I own nothing. I have divested myself.
It's my bus.
It belongs, to my wife. I have nothing. I'm quite zen.
You give and you give and you give.
I'm a giving tree. I'm almost down to a stump.
Oh, boy.
I think you're a hole in the ground now, honey.
Really, the stump has been blown.
That's right.
Well, we always appreciate getting a chance to get some updates from you guys because I know you got a lot going on year-round. It's not just for the parade in November. This is a year-round mission here for all of you.
Yeah. You guys are so cool to let us on here. This is really neat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate the support.
You bet.
We do.
You have no idea just how cool we are.
Yeah, well, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janet, of course, you work in the chamber office as the military liaison here mm-hmm. in the community. And you've got some information on, for those that maybe aren't familiar with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, kind of the purpose.
The purpose of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is to promote patriotism throughout the community. So, and we go about that in several different ways. The most visible way is our annual Veterans Day Parade, which will be Friday, November 11th in downtown Manhattan.
Friday.
It's a Friday this year. So we're real excited about that. We're getting ready to start our program year and start planning that in March. But we also, we have a scholarship program with K-State, Manhattan Christian, and MATC for veterans that we're really proud of. And then we also do some outreach with Habitat for Humanity's Veteran Build Program. And we also do some outreach with, the name escapes me, but it's a respite program for caregivers.
Hospice.
I
you guys had
the name.
A spot earlier on talking about that program, and we do our best to support it. But, you know, the cool thing about it is anybody can be in the organization.
Absolutely, yes. There is no membership requirement. It's called the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. And while I am the spouse of a veteran, I'm not a veteran.
And a damn fine one.
Oh, thank you, Tony. That was for you. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck and Tony served together. They knew each other back when they were active.
Hard.
Yeah.
We got tattoos.
Tough guys.
Names on our
tough
shoulders.
Guys. Anyway, yeah. So I'm not the only past president who is not a veteran. Lori mm-hmm. Bishop also is a past president. Director of the Flint Hills Volunteer Center. Mm-hmm. So we're a real great eclectic group, and we meet monthly. Right now, we're still going to meet at St. Thomas More's Utopia Room.
Yep.
And that is, now I'm like, the second Tuesday of the month. And we're also going to start adding an evening so that we can get a more diverse group of veterans.
We decided to give you working folks an opportunity to be a part of this great organization.
Outstanding organization.
And, you know, I'm joking around a little bit, but the reality is we do so many good things for the community. And it's not just here in Manhattan. It's reaching out to other parts of the Flint Hills and the folks that listen on the radio, in your listening audience, working all over the area. You know, the folks in Manhattan see us all the time because we're at the parade. But that doesn't mean we don't work Junction. That doesn't mean we don't do things in Wamego or in the North County, for instance. So it's pretty cool. And we just wanted to be more inclusive to allow more folks the opportunity to be a part of the organization. So we're starting up those night meetings. And those are going to be on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock. And right now we're working at the Chamber. But once again, it's dependent on how well we do with regards to pandemic procedures. So everybody, you know, keep your hands on your cell phone and be ready for changes.
Yeah.
Well, you brought up something interesting here, Janet. I might just ask, this seems like this would be a good opportunity for any spouse of a military person. People move around a lot if they're new to the Manhattan area. This might be a great opportunity to join and be with some folks that kind of have similar things are going through.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Melody and I are both military spouses.
Yeah, we've been there, done that. That's
yeah,
for sure.
And our club secretary Christine mm-hmm. Benny is a spouse. Our treasurer, she was both a spouse and active duty herself. But yes. You know, by all means, I mean, if you're a veteran spouse or an active duty spouse even, I mean, we're a more the merrier kind of group. And what I love about the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is it's a group of doers. I mean, mm-hmm. there's really not much dead weight. Everybody does something. And so they're not just sitting there to sit there. Mm-hmm. It's a good group.
It is a group of doers. And there's also at the same time a big social aspect to what we do because we all enjoy being together. Yeah. Getting together and doing things, and so it's a fun group. Y'all should come out. It's free.
Well, as long as you can pass the rigorous membership committee and the initiation rites, so you're good to go. So
yeah, which is literally showing up to a meeting. So don't let Chuck scare you away. If you come to a meeting or two or three, you are one of us.
You're in. And you had mentioned Junction City as well as going out into the other parts of the county, and we're focusing more on Junction City this year. We've got a good working relationship with the DAV over there, and I was just speaking to Craig Bender, who's the Junction City Military Affairs Council Director, and they had, for example, they had a thing that was going to go on for a veteran, Levi Sarge Nelson, for his 100th birthday, but unfortunately, when I called to check on that, he had passed away this past Monday. But 100 years old, absolutely remarkable. So we're going to look into his story and put that on our Facebook page as well. So, but we are looking to do more in Junction City and expanding out outside of Manhattan to get more
involved.
And
the key thing is just helping as many vets as we can.
Absolutely.
Because it's all about veterans and veterans-related causes, mm-hmm. as well as patriotism in the Flint Hills. And that's what we were established to execute, and that's what we were established to do. So absolutely. We're going to do our best here to make sure it happens.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's coming up here in the month of March, Chuck.
What? What's coming up in the month of March? It's our first meeting. And which is kind of cool. But before we go into March, let's go into February. At the end of February, on the 28th, we're going to be presenting to the county commission.
Oh.
And there's going to be a presentation where we talk a little bit about the organization and some of the things, some of the initiatives that we have coming up for the coming year. And before I talk about that, I'm going to give you guys a scoop here. This year's parade theme, and basically the thing that drives us annually for the year, is we're going to focus on Vietnam-era veterans. So those veterans who served in Vietnam and those veterans who served during Vietnam, because everybody played a specific, significant part, we're going to focus on their welcome home, because they may not have gotten that when they came home the first time, but we're sure as heck going to make up for it this year.
All right.
Well, so then you scooped me. You got it. You got it. It's here.
Got the scoop. All right.
What else is coming up in March?
Yeah.
Well, it's our first meeting. So at the first meeting is the real fun one, because it's kind of meeting all the new people, talking about some of the things that happened, in the past, because we take about a 3-month hiatus. We fly out. Where'd you go? You went to Cancun or the Seychelles?
The Seychelles.
Yes.
I was in Macau.
In Fiji, in Macau.
601.
Yeah, we were hanging out with Bono and.
Oh my gosh.
And Sting, and saving a rainforest. But we take about 3 months off. And that's just to prepare for what's coming in the next year. And the biggest thing in March is that first meeting. And I got to say meetings, because we got the night ones too, right?
Yes.
So it's those first meetings.
Yep. Our first meeting in March, first meeting of the year, is going to be March 8th at St. Thomas More Catholic Church in the Utopia Room. And that is at 2900 Kimball Avenue.
The long-suffering Kimball Avenue.
Yes. Well, let's finish now. Well,
it's a work of art. No, it's a work of art. It just keeps expanding.
I love it. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. No need to call. Tell us we're coming. Just show up.
All right. Mark my calendar there.
Yeah, and what you'll have there when you get there is a group of friends. You'll have some coffee made by some great guys. Dave Eckert is going to be making coffee, and Mike's going to be making coffee.
Yes.
You may get a donut if you get there early enough. If you
don't. Sometimes there's donuts.
Yeah, and sometimes there's not. They've
We're
been
not above bribing people with food on occasion.
There you go. And then our evening meeting is going to be the fourth Tuesday of the month, March 22nd, 6 p.m., and we're going to confirm with the Chamber of Commerce here in Manhattan, but that's where we're expecting to have it. So keep an eye on our Facebook page for updates. That's Flint Hills Veterans Coalition on Facebook, but 6 p.m. at the Manhattan Chamber. What is it, 500?
501 Points Avenue.
501 Points Avenue.
Catty corner from the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Big mural on the side, right?
Yeah, new cool mural on the side.
That is cool.
Didn't it turn out nice?
I hear a cool lady works there. What's her name? Janet.
I was trying to get a cav charge put on the side of the building there, and I got outvoted.
Awesome.
But there's a 1ID patch, so I'm happy. There you go. So.
All right, good deal. Well, let's take a break and continue on here in a moment. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.